This is an ABC podcast.
Hi friends, Ruby here, and you are listening to News Time.
Hi Ruby.
Today we are going to meet some hero donkeys. Then it's time to head out into the backyard. We'll cheer on two amazing sports stars and celebrate International Day of Sign Languages. And you know what comes after that?
Wow of the Week!
That's it, the story that made us all go wow-wee. What do you reckon? Should we start the countdown?
Let's go!
Story number 5.
Is that a donkey over there or a horse?
A donkey.
Donkeys are shorter. Their ears are longer.
Yes, you're right. I wonder if it's protecting a flock of sheep.
So the foxes don't get in and eat them.
Wild dogs, snakes.
Yeah, wild dogs, foxes and snakes can all prey on farm animals. But donkeys are coming to the rescue. Diane Parnell is a sheep farmer in the Hunter Valley in New South Wales. Wild dogs had been attacking Diane's flock. So she tried a few different ways to protect them. She set up cameras in the paddock. She even got some guard alpacas. But nothing was working. Until Diane adopted a donkey.
They chase away wild dogs.
Yep, there are lots of feral donkeys in the outback. That means they don't have owners and they roam around free. But they can also cause problems.
Because then the little animals will not have any food to eat.
That's right. And that's where the Last Stop Donkey program comes in. They take in feral donkeys and adopt them out to people like Farmer Diane. The donkeys guard the sheep and they're very brave. If they sense danger, like a fox or a wild dog, the donkeys will stomp towards it and scare it away. And the donkeys in the Last Stop Donkey program are trained by students from St Catherine's Catholic College in the town of Singleton. The students say it's a lot of work to train a donkey, but they love the pats and cuddles. And the donkeys reward them by being great guards. Diane's donkey is the perfect protector of her sheep. In fact, Diane and her flock haven't seen a wild dog in months.
Thank you, donkeys.
Thank you, donkey.
Story number 4.
What's in your backyard?
We got a big trampoline, we got a little plant garden,
cows, sheep,
chickens,
flowers, grass, and washing.
Sounds like my backyard. It's always a good time to play outside, but it's an especially good time right now because September is spring here in Australia and National Biodiversity Month. Biodiversity means the variety of all life on Earth, from plants to animals to tiny microbes like bacteria and fungi. Biodiversity is important because we need a wide variety of animals, plants, and microbes to create happy and healthy ecosystems.
I have a creek and there's a platypus in it. It has a big nose and flappily flippers, and it has glowing eyes underwater.
Whoa, a platypus? That's amazing. An organisation called Junior Land Care is celebrating Biodiversity Month with Costa Georgiadis. Costa and Junior Land Care are calling on kids to answer this question. What's in your backyard? They want you to grab your grown-up and a camera and take photos of plants and animals at your place. And then explain why your backyard is important to you. If you don't have a backyard, don't worry. The photo just needs to show plants or animals somewhere near you. And when you've taken your pictures, get a grown-up to help you send them to Junior Land Care. If you want to know more about creating happy, healthy ecosystems at your place, check out the Gardening Buds podcast. You'll find it on the ABC Kids Listen app.
Story number 3.
Two amazing sportswomen are being celebrated as some of the greatest of all time. The first, Serena Williams. She's a tennis player. Serena's from the United States and she's been playing tennis for as long as she can remember. Serena has won 23 Grand Slam singles titles. They are the most prestigious tennis titles in the world. And she's won 4 Olympic gold medals, as well as loads of doubles competitions with her sister Venus. And Serena has just played her final professional tournament.
So this time you did have a break because you have been playing for years.
She's known for her powerful style. She's super strong. And she's also known for being a proud black woman who spoke up when she thought she wasn't being treated fairly. Serena says she's not retiring, she's evolving and will take her time away from tennis to focus on her other interests and being a mum.
Congratulations, Serena.
Meanwhile, Australian surfer Stephanie Gilmore has just won her 8th world surfing title. That makes Steph the most successful women's surfing champion in history.
Surfing is when you get a bodied board or you can get a surfboard and you put it on the water and you balance on it.
That's it. And just like Serena, Steph has been doing her sport for as long as she can remember. But Steph's not done yet. She still has lots of surfing to do.
You're ripping, Steph.
Story number 2.
Today, the 23rd of September, is International Day of Sign Languages.
Sign language is where you use your hands for someone that's deaf.
Yep. Sign languages are often used by deaf and hard of hearing people because they listen with their eyes rather than their ears. There are more than 70 million deaf and hard of hearing people in the world, and together they use more than 300 different sign languages.
If you made a friend with a deaf person, then you would have to learn it because then they can't talk to you.
Sign language is a great thing for everyone to learn. Just like spoken languages, they differ from country to country, and they've been around for a long time. Here in Australia, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been using different sign languages for thousands of years. And there's another sign language here in Australia called Auslan. Auslan uses hand and body movements, as well as facial expressions, to make up different words and phrases.
It's helping deaf people be included.
Exactly. Happy International Day of Sign Languages. And now, it's that time.
Wow of the week.
Wow.
This story made me go wow because it was cool how the treasure appeared. It was sad though because it did mean that the water was drying up.
It's been very wet in some parts of Australia lately, but other parts of the world have been in drought. That means it's been extremely dry.
It's bad because there's less water.
And it's been so dry that rivers and creeks are drying up and revealing hidden treasures.
Coins, crowns, chocolate coins?
Not those kinds of treasures. In the country Serbia, a river has dried up and exposed something that's been hidden underwater for more than 80 years.
A sunken ship?
20 sunken ships. And in Texas, in the United States, another river dried up and revealed dinosaur tracks that are more than 100 million years old. The footprints were made by the meat-eater Acrocanthosaurus and the plant-eater Sauroposeidon.
Wow!
Meanwhile, in China, people can now see a stone Buddhist statue on top of an island reef.
A little man.
And in the country Iraq, the remains of an ancient city were revealed in a dried-up dam. The city has a palace and a fort, and archaeologists are trying to save it before the dam fills up again.
Most of the statues and stuff, they're really cool.
They are very cool, but drought isn't good for plants and animals and soil and people. In fact, in Germany, rocks called hunger stones have appeared in riverbeds. The hunger stones have been engraved with letters and numbers that act as warnings to show the water level is dangerously low. So even though these new drought discoveries give us an exciting window into the past, our northern neighbours are hoping it rains again soon. And that's it, my friends.
Thank you.
Don't forget to do the news time quiz. You'll find it in the show notes. And something else that will make you go wow is that our friends over at Short and Curly have 5 awesome new episodes out now. The show answers heaps of curly questions like, should we ban homework? And is it okay to yell at a robot? Let's find out more. Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm Carl.
And we're the hosts of the kids' podcast, Short and Curly.
Each of our episodes tackles a curly question about the world.
Like, should we try and bring back extinct animals?
Is it your fault if your room is messy?
And is it ever okay to lie?
Plus, we have a lot of fun along the way.
Well, we make a lot of fun of you, Carl.
Oh.
It's a podcast to get the whole family thinking and talking.
Short and Curly. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your app store.